Hey, Ricky South.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safer Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Sasha. And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies,
and you're listening to
Scar.
こんにちは。こんばんは。おはようございます。おやすみなさい。日本からヘイスミスです。我々ヘイスミスは11月にオーストラリアツアーを行います。去年日本のツアーをサポートしてくれたアメリカのブードゥーグロースカルズと回ります。そしてオーストラリアのレジネイターズと一緒にツアーを回ります。楽しみにしています。アデレード、ブリスベン、シドニーをツアーして回ります。そしてスカネーションへの出演も決定しています。6月20日からチケット発売するのでゲットして遊びに来てください。初めてのオーストラリア楽しみにしてます。バイバイ。
You are the best! Anytime you are, you are not good. Time to keep down, not to lie. Sometimes you are not glad to sleep at night. You are the best! So don't forget it! You are the best! No, don't forget it!
did you miss me? Oh, yes, baby. Ska Nation Radio with Beefy is back. Yes. How long have I been off? I don't know, 5-6 weeks. I've got a brand new bionic shoulder. I am ready to rock and roll and skank it on down, bringing you the best ska tunes from all over the planet. Still, the world's number one ska radio show. I might have tweaked the format since I was away. Do you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. People said I talk too much. I'm too enthusiastic, apparently, for national distribution, but I'm going to talk a bit less. I'm just going to play more great ska tunes. Anyway, I'm back for good, people, as Take That once said, with Lulu or something, whoever did that. Ska Nation, the International Music Festival, we have news. If you've been following the socials of Ska Nation or Ska Nation Radio or Beefy Ska Club or all of those above, then you may well know we have moved the Ska Nation International Music Festival from Colac to the Croxton Bandroom in, I was going to say Northcote, but it's actually Thornbury. The festival, all 2 days, November 30th, December the 1st, is moved to the Croxton Bandroom. Yep. It didn't quite work out. It became a bit unviable, if that's a word. I don't actually think unviable is a word. But in terms of the actual support from local government and council, it wasn't quite enough to keep it down in Colac. So we moved it. Is it a good move? The only thing that's a bit disappointing to the move to the Croxton is Ska Nation has an ethos of letting kids experience live music and watching live music, watching live ska, and we are not going to be able to have the family-friendly atmosphere, the family-friendly experience that we would like. So that is the only downside with a short turnaround, but we are putting things in place for future Ska Nation festivals where that will be guaranteed. So fingers crossed we can move ahead and make it successful so we can build a future for the festival, and it will forever be family-friendly. You just heard 3 tracks from Hey Smith. Why? Why, Beefy? Why are you playing Hey Smith from Japan? Because they're headlining Ska Nation, people! Hey Smith, one of the best bands on the planet today. We are so, so proud that we've been able to get Hey Smith to come because they have never been to Australia before. This is their first ever Australian tour. They absolutely tore the house down at Supernova this year. They've been on tour with Voodoo Glow Skulls. Hey, just a quick one. Voodoo Glow Skulls are also coming. We'll probably play them next week. So, Hey Smith, Voodoo Glow Skulls, they were also earlier this year on tour with Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. And after the first night of the tour, now this is a 30-odd date tour. After the first night of the tour, Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, who were headlining, decided they weren't going to play after Hey Smith anymore because they just couldn't follow him. That's how good Hey Smith are, alrighty? You just heard 3 tracks off their latest album that came out last year, Rest in Punk. You Are the Best, Rest in Punk, the title track, and Fellowship Anthem. You will hear those 3 tracks at the Croxton Bandroom. November 30th, get your tickets now. Just go to skanation.com. If you put Hey Voodoo Seeds into the ticket checkout, you will get a mega discount as well on weekend passes. So please check out skanation.com for more details of the Ska Nation Festival. I am looking forward to it. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. It's going to be fantastic. It is an absolute credit that we can put on a world-class festival in Melbourne with so many great bands, not just great bands, international bands, and the cream of the ska and reggae scene in Australia. Alrighty, I'm not going to mess around tonight. I am just going to get straight into it because you wanted to hear more music. You want to hear less beef, more music. I just talked about Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. They have a brand new album that has just come out. It's called 35. Why? They're celebrating their 35th anniversary. Track one on the album is called Winds of Wings, not Winds, Wings of Phoenix. This is Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. We'll be right back. brand new from Less Than Jake. Well, a couple of weeks old, but because I haven't been here, everything's brand new tonight. Sunnyside is the name of their new one. Now, I believe there is a compilation of all their latest singles being brought together as we speak. It was always quite weird how they kept putting out new tracks every couple of weeks. And we knew the Australian tour was happening, and it is happening because I went to see them last Friday night in Melbourne. They played Hotter Than Hell in Adelaide on Saturday. I'm just going to bring the dates up because there are still a few Australian dates left. They were very, very good, by the way, and it's awesome to see. I've just pulled up the Less Than Jake page. Uncharted, new album, November 15th. So I told you it was a bit weird that they weren't going to release an album, but they are. It's coming out November 15th. So if you're a Less Than Jake fan, and I know most people that listen to this show are, Uncharted will be out on November 15th. Now, I told you, they just played Melbourne on Friday. They played Adelaide at Hotter Than Hell on Saturday, Perth on Sunday. Tonight, they're in Wollongong. Tomorrow, you can catch Less Than Jake in Sydney. November 1st, Newcastle. They are on Hotter Than Hell in Townsville and Brisbane over the next couple of days. And then they're going back. So, Less Than Jake, what can I say? 800 people. They were on at 8 p.m., which is very, very early for a headline band. I felt very, very sorry for Young Offenders. Young Offenders from Adelaide, who have done very well to get the national support on this tour, they were on at 6:15 on a Friday night. Yeah, tough, tough, tough. The Bennies, apparently. I missed the Bennies, but apparently they were very, very good and suited the Less Than Jake support slot very, very well. So congratulations to Young Offenders and Less Than Jake, and it's great to catch up with the Less Than Jake crew as well. So I believe they're having the time of their lives as usual in Australia. So be aware, new album coming out on November the 15th called Uncharted, and that track, Sunnyside, will be on there. Before that, talking of new albums, Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra from Tokyo in Japan. 35 is the name of their new album. They are celebrating their 35th anniversary, but guess what? It's also their 35th studio album as well. Track one on that new album is called Wings of Phoenix. Now, talking about live gigs, the Seven of Scar from Brisbane have a gig on Saturday night, I believe, at the Doobop Bar in Brisbane. So if you want to check out an absolutely fantastic band called the Seven of Scar, even the most of it has been instrumentals, but now they're bringing in some vocals to their stuff. They've always been pretty good, but now they're going to be singing along with their tunes as well. Alrighty, so the Doobop Bar, the Seven of Scar, live there on Saturday night. Tickets still available. Alright, let's play some older stuff from the Seven of Scar, no, although not that old, a couple of years ago. This is Too Late.
once close to love and affection, and I.
Is there Love and Affection, 1983. Now, I told you about I went to see Less Than Jake. During my time off, I also went to see the All-Nighters on their final ever show in Melbourne a couple of weeks ago. They have 4 gigs left, and that's it, people. That is it. The seminal All-Nighters, the iconic Australian ska band, the All-Nighters, are calling it a day. So if you're in Adelaide, November 2nd at Unibar, last ever Adelaide show. November 9 at the Chardon's Corner Backroom in Brisbane, last ever Brisbane show. They are then playing at the Entertainment Grounds in Gosford on November the 16th. I think that's with Hoodoo Gurus, and they are finishing off their final ever show. November 30th at the Paddo RSL in Sydney. That's it. No more all-nighters. As they say, this is the Time's Up tour. They were very, very good, actually, in Melbourne. Put on a fantastic show. It was a great night, actually. The Kitty Hawks opened up and absolutely blew people away. And Looney Tunes came in and made it very, very special. Very good. So, sad announcement, really, that the all-nighters are calling it a day. 4 gigs left. So, if you are in Adelaide, Brisbane, Gosford or Sydney, get your tickets. Make sure you go and see the all-nighters for the very, very last time. Before that, the Seven of Scar out of Brisbane. Now, they are definitely playing the Doo-Bop Bar in Brisbane on Saturday night. I'm not sure who they're playing with. I think they're doing 2 sets, actually, by the look of this. So get your tickets now. Get to the Doo-Bop Bar on Saturday night. Go and see the Seven of Scar. Actually, I think they are supporting the All Nighters on their Brisbane gig with Listen Up as well. Alrighty, I think as we are talking about this right now, I think it's going to be a time for...
BB's Cover of the Week now, baby, BB's Cover of the Week!
Oh yes, Beefy's Cover of the Week. Now, I just mentioned them very, very briefly then. The Looney Tunes, people! The Looney Tunes. Now, they have taken this to an absolute another level. We gave them, or I gave them, a special song that nobody really knew. Yeah, nobody really knew. They made it their own. They have been doing this at their live shows for the past couple of months, and it is absolutely fantastic. They do it so well. They do it so well, they have decided to record it and release it as a single. The single will be officially launched December 13th, but between now and then, they're going to Queensland. 15th, 16th, 17th November, they're going Gold Coast, Brisbane, Sunshine Coast for three shows, playing with Listen Up and Baggy Trousers, the Madness Tribute Band. So that is going to be an absolutely brilliant three shows. So please get along to see Looney Tunes if you're up there in Southeast Queensland. And it is my absolute pleasure. I'm not sure whether any other stations played this. They probably have. I think I might have played it a while back as well. But don't tell anyone, otherwise I'll get in trouble. Anyway, this is it. The latest single from Looney Tunes. This could be a world premiere. It possibly isn't. It's You from Looney Tunes.
Trying to stop you from going down. It's you that I'm talking to.
good is that? Love is Art from the Busters out of Weißlock in Germany off their Love Bombs album from a couple of years ago. Now, we've played Tokyo Sky Pirates Orchestra, 35th anniversary, 35 albums. Love Bombs was the Busters' 18th studio album. They got formed in 1988. They've done like three or four live albums as well. So if you haven't heard Love Bombs, it's a brilliant, brilliant album from the Busters. Before that, brand new from the Looney Tunes, also Beefy's cover of the week, It's You! Brilliant, I love it. I've loved it ever since the first day they did it. So it's great that they have recorded it and got it on a CD, which will be coming out very, very shortly. Now, playing in Queensland, Gold Coast, 15th of November. Brisbane, 16th of November. Sunshine Coast, 17th of November. Playing with Baggy Trousers, the Madness Tribute Band, and Listen Up. And then, December 13th, at the Suki Lounge in Belgrave, it is the It's You CD launch as well. And not forgetting, Sunday the 1st of December. They are right in the middle of the day in Ska Nation Day 2. So if you want to catch Looney Tunes, you do have a few opportunities. And I know after discussing with Adam and the guys over the past few weeks, very, very keen to get out and about and play across Australia. These guys formed in 1983. So it's good that they have finally put some stuff down on CD, because I'm pretty sure I need to check this. I don't think there is anything on CD of the Looney Tunes. Anyway, it's good. I can't wait to go and get out and about with those guys, because their live show is now one of the best you will ever see. They are so, so good. All right. Now, you thought the Looney Tunes were old? Let's go even more old school, shall we? In fact, let's go two-tone old school. Rhoda Decker is celebrating the 45-year edition of Rhoda Decker Sings the Body Snatchers. Yes, the Body Snatchers only kind of put out two singles. There was an album planned, allegedly, but they broke up before that happened. Rhoda's been playing the past few years as a solo act, and she has finally put down the Body Snatchers songs in one compilation. So, she is also teamed up with Amy Interrupter from The Interrupters to do probably the Body Snatchers' biggest and well-known hit, Let's Do a Rocksteady. So, yeah, we've kind of gone a bit old school, and you can't get better than two-tone. Rhoda Decker featuring Amy Interrupter. This is the brand new version of Let's Do a Rocksteady off Rhoda Decker Sings the Body Snatchers, the 45-year edition.
had a girl in Brixton town. Her daddy don't like me hanging round. The boy ain't black, the boy is brown. Don't you know it's a half-caste town? Big smile.
Yes, I might have forgotten how to do this show by not turning things on, but that will remain as an integral part of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. Did you pick it? Thin Lizzy from 1975, Half Cast, off their Boys Are Back in Town album. The B-side of the Rosalie single as well. Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska, one of the most popular segments on my show ever since I kind of started this 8 years ago, I suppose, 7, 8 years ago. I can't even remember when I started. Anyway, it doesn't matter because we're just going to keep ploughing on with Thin Lizzy and the Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska segment. So if you've got any suggestions for Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska, then send them through to me. Just follow me on social media. Look up Ska Nation Radio on Twitter and Facebook. Send me a message and I will love to play your suggestions for that one because nothing is off limits with Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska. If you could found a tune by a band that you don't expect to be doing ska tunes, then it needs to be played on this show. We went, you know, we had Looney Tunes formed in 1983, we had the Busters formed in 1988, Rhoda Decker that was doing Two-Tone in 1979, 1980, and then we banged out Thin Lizzy from 1975. But let's bring it up to more modern times now, even though this band formed in 1977, because we are quickly moving to On This Day in Ska. Yes, On This Day in Ska, Madness released a little album called Wee Wee Cici Zha Zha Dada. Yes, they did. There is a cracking track on this album. It is called So Alive. On This Day, 2012 Madness released So Alive, part of the Wee Wee, CC, Zha Zha, Dada album. Now, this album got, I think it really got a bit panned when they put it out, but secretly I kind of like it. It's, yeah, a little bit sad. Anyway, this is a cracking tune, So Alive, Madness.
Since I met you, girl, there's no confusion in my mind. I'll tell you why. the little nasty cleaner, come on.
On this day in 1996, Ruder Than You released their second studio album, Horny for Ska. Came out on the old Moon Ska Records label. These guys met in Penn State University in 1989 and then ended up in Philadelphia from about 91. Four albums all up, including Creation Sounds that came out in 2009. Beg You a Little More is what you just heard. What a tune that is. Fantastic. I don't play enough Ruder Than You. I need to rectify that if Beg You a Little More is anything to go by. Before that, Mad off their Wee Wee CC Ya Ya Dada album from 2012 that came out on this day. Now, I looked this up because I remember vividly that, you know, I thought this album got panned. Now, only according to our good friend Wikipedia, the only bad review came out in NME, the New Musical Express, which was kind of the Bible for music in the UK. A one-star review in the NME said the reviewer felt that Madness is half-arsing their way through a thick slurry of clod-hopping ska by numbers and that it is time to hang it up for good. But on the whole, the album got received really, really well. So it's amazing how just one bad review clouds somebody's judgment. And it got to number 10 in the UK charts. Four singles came off it. My favourite tune is That's So Alive, though. It is an absolute cracker. And like I said, I actually kind of really, really do like the album. So anyway, I just, like I said, in my mind, I just knew there was a really bad review. And I just thought across the board, that was how it got received. Obviously, I was living in Australia at the time, so I wasn't in that madness bubble of the UK at the time. But it got released on this day in 2012. It's quite interesting because some people say it's their 10th studio album, and other people say it's 11th, and I didn't get time to count them up. So it's either their 10th or 11th studio album. Anyway, we move on, don't we? Alrighty, we're going to go to Denver, Colorado right now, because on this day in 2003, Five Iron Frenzy released The End Is Near. Absolutely a cracking album, this. It really, really is. My favourite track is this one, So Far, So Bad.
epiphany. Now something good is changing me. I guess we dodged some passing fad. It looks like it's so far so bad, so bad. This song is rad. You could ask your dad. He won't be mad. Rad. This song is stupid.
I'll be here for you.
Good is that. Chase Long Beach out of Long Beach, California. Secrets of Summer is a track you just heard. Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Rico's Cocktail Club EP is the brand new release from Chase Long Beach. That is so, so good. I love it. Really, really nice. Secrets of Summer. Couldn't think of a better title for that tune. Before that, Half Past Two, also out of the OC, California. Shine is one of the singles taken off the self-titled Half Past Two album from 2021, released on this day in 2021. And before that, Five Iron Frenzy out of Denver, Colorado. So Far, So Bad off the End Is Near album that got released on this day in 2003. And that's kind of it for my first session back. I've been very, very rusty, but the music has been top-notch. A bit less chat, a bit more music, and good vibes, people, good vibes. Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show, comes with the Beefy guarantee. If it's good, it's on the show, and bloody hell, it's been good. Honestly, what set of tunes. So I've eased my way back into radio land, and thank you. I really do appreciate all the good wishes you sent me after, well, before and after my operation. Like I said, I've been off for 5-6 weeks. I am back ready to rock and roll and make sure you enjoy some great ska tunes from all over the planet. So thank you for the good wishes. Thank you for downloading and listening to the show. Ska Nation Radio is available on all podcasting platforms, so I do thank you for getting involved and being part of the show. If you've got a request or I haven't played your favorite band, you just want to say hello, then follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Just look up Ska Nation Radio. I am there. I'm just a click of the mouse away. So please let me know what you want to hear, and I'll do my best to get you on the show. Especially if you're in a band and I haven't played your latest releases, then please get in touch and let me know what you got going on. I have missed quite a few weeks of new releases, but I'm doing my best to catch up as best I can. Ska Nation is not that far away. Today is the 29th of October. Saturday, the 30th of November. Haysmith, Voodoo Glow Skulls, The Resonators, The Kitty Hawks, Steel City All-Stars are reforming and playing Admiral Akbar's Dishonorable Discharge, Operation Big Jake Bostone. Apologies if I missed anyone out on the Saturday. The Sunday, we have Miss Skatonic of the Skance, The Overits from South Australia, Looney Tunes are playing Raz Jan now, Sunny Coast Rude Boys from Queensland, and the Black Seeds from New Zealand are coming over to wow us and bring a close to what is going to be an excellent festival. Get your tickets at scarnation.com. I'm going to finish up with a slice of Jamaica right now from 1969. This is the Bunny Lee All-Stars with Daydream. Now, if you're an old-school Brit like me, you will recognize this as something else. Anyway, I've been Beefy. This has been Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. Bunny Lee All-Stars! I'm not afraid to die.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo, let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.